Here's a thought I'll title, What More Do I Need? I'm absolutely certain I am the only one in the universe that feels this way. Or maybe I'm not. But in the back of my brain is an ever-present nagging desire to go shopping for more gear. And that's a 50-year feeling, and I could understand it in the first decade or two of photography that I participated in, because I didn't have the right gear, I didn't have very good gear, I started off with simple gear, and so there was some legitimacy in the question, how much better could my photographs be if I had better gear? So in the back of my brain, like I say, this constant search for the right stuff, the right kit. But I've been involved with photography for 50 years now, and that question about the right kit is perfectly irrational. It's reflexive. It's ridiculous, because I have everything I could possibly need. So why do I still have this feeling? Well, to some degree, it's a response to manufacturing and marketing and etc., because the manufacturers are constantly trying to tell us that we don't have what we really need and we need to buy their new cameras. It's understandable. It's not their fault. They're just plugging into the way a lot of us tend to think reflexively. But the more I think about this deeply, not only do I realize I have everything I could possibly need, but for every picture I might imagine that I could make, I already have that gear. And that's the key. It's a matter of reverse engineering, which a lot of photographers probably do, but maybe it's worth thinking about a little more deeply. Because if you reverse engineer and you come up with the gear that you really need to have in order to make a certain kind of picture, that is to say, reverse engineering from the picture to the gear, we'll probably find that we have enough. We certainly have better tools, better cameras, better equipment of every kind, lenses, you name it, than our photographic ancestors had 100 years ago. And they did pretty well. They made some really nice pictures. So why do we need more gear? Seems to me, when I think about this more deeply, it's not more gear that I need. It's two things that would really help my photography. More time, more days, more hours devoted to photography and doing photography, and better ideas, which can come from reading, thinking, watching TV, talking with people, looking at other people's photographs, looking at other artwork. Ideas don't come from manufacturers. It's not something we can buy from B&H and have them overnight ship it so we'll have them tomorrow. Don't get me wrong. I love B&H. It's not their fault. But I think what we all need to zero in on is the idea that gear is never the solution unless it's the answer to a reverse engineering question. If you need a piece of gear to make a specific picture and that picture is important to you to make, then shopping and looking for gear and adding to your kit makes sense. What doesn't make sense to me is basically what I've done my whole life, which is to buy gear based on the potential that someday I might need whatever that gear does, even though when I look at my pictures, when I look at my ideas, when I look at what I want to do, goals and objectives, it doesn't necessarily require any of that gear I'm tempted to buy. It's the antidote to gear acquisition syndrome, is reverse engineering from the picture you want to make to the gear you need to make it. And any other gear, any additional gear, just becomes a burden that has to be financed, that has to be managed, that has to be carried, that has to be maintained. It can become a barrier that actually prevents you from doing the work you want to do because you were seduced to buy gear that would accommodate work that it's never occurred to you to do. Which brings up one of the sole exceptions that I can think of when gear acquisition syndrome kind of does make sense. And that is that sometimes a new piece of gear opens a door to a new way of thinking and perceiving the world. One of my early workshop instructors, for example, bought a wide lux camera and suddenly started seeing the world in panorama format. It was an eye-opener for him. Gear led him to a new way of thinking and seeing. That can happen, but I think it's the unusual instance rather than the ubiquitous and universal solution that the idea of new gear uses to tempt us into what can often be a really unfortunate waste of time.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.